Greetings and salutations. I'm back with my second audio. And the reason why I'm doing this is I was sitting here thinking about that photo falling off the wall and the whole superstition thing. And another reason why I sent the text to my three children is because two incidences occurred to me but didn't involve an event of superstition. It was, the first one was the dream that I had of the motorcycle accident. But I didn't actually dream the accident itself. I just had a dream of the events leading up to the accident. And I kept telling my beloved, something bad happens at the end. And he's like, well, what? And I said, I don't remember. I just know it's something bad. Well, then I had my motorcycle accident. And because I always tell him my dreams. And the other thing was, when my grandfather died, one of the prodigal sons returned. He had been long gone from the family for decades. And it was something I always think of as out of the movies. And when we were all in the church and people were filing in for the mass, my family, I remember the and the whispers, and as my long lost cousin walks in, and because my grandfather was kind of head of family, there was no family head left. My father wasn't groomed to do it. He tried to do it towards the end when my grandfather got really sick, but by that time, all the excuse me, all the I don't know how to say it, but anyway, and my grandfather had started training me, so to speak, to do it, but my dad kind of got upset because I wasn't next in line, so to speak. And I remember we all went out to dinner afterwards. It was immediate family and cousins, first cousins that haven't been involved in the family, like I said, in decades. And I said to my children, now that little grandpa's gone, the next one to go will be big grandpa. And my children still remind me of this, is that it wasn't my father who died. It was the long-lost cousin who died in a car accident. And they still bring that up because I said it at family, you know, we were all together having a family. And I said, this will be the last time we will ever be together because, and I joked, you know, I said it jokingly, my dad's, you know, he's the next one to go. Because his health was, you know, I'm just a smart-ass kid anyway. But it was my cousin. And then it was complete disintegration of the family. And that's another reason why I jokingly kind of said it, but not jokingly kind of sent the text of, you know. And it's funny that my father moved back to town, and I've heard rumors that his health is very poor. And I was trying to think of any other family members that I know of that are ill, but there aren't any. So that's the other reason why I sent it. Maybe not a good reason, but just a reason. And there you have it. More random, crazy thoughts that float around in my head. Now I'm going to get back to cleaning my room. Laziness, people.